Hey everyone, my name is Jamie and welcome back. I am coming to you today after a workout. So welcome to this, as in after workout Jamie. And I wanted to talk about kind of what this looks like having, going through withdrawal and then also trying to be active, also trying to do things that are like proactive for health. And one thing that I've noticed as I've gone to the gym, which is just recently, so I took a break when I started. So about 2 months into the process, I decided that I need to be proactive about going to the gym consistently. And so here, where I'm at, I go to a local gym, and it's actually been good. I've gone to this gym a long time, and so it's nice to be back and to see that community. At the same time, I feel like definitely it's so very difficult to bounce back like I did even just a few months ago. I'm noticing like intense leg pain and muscle pain in general, but since I did workouts with my leg pain. And I just got back from workout today, also extremely painful. So I'm not just saying like you're at regular after, oh man, I'm so tired from lifting all these weights, you know, which people say. I'm talking like an extreme pain, like an extreme version of that. So like I can still live and do normal things, but I'm like, man, it feels like I lifted a car like 10 separate times. and I didn't, you know, I'm starting out with like some of the lower weights to get started. And so this is something that like I wasn't expecting, but yes. So with exercise can come like really extreme pain afterwards, and even lasting for, so far I've had leg pain for the last like 3 days and muscle pain. So that's a little, normally it goes away after like a day or so. But I just want to mention that, like maybe you had something similar. We could talk about that. I know GABA, which is kind of a big player here with withdrawal from benzodiazepines. With GABA, it also has an influence and controls like a lot of smooth muscle. So I know there's been some talk about it. I'm still looking in on the research on that because I'm finding more information about the supplement GABA than I am the actual, like how GABA affects smooth muscle in withdrawal. So it's kind of a specific thing, but I'm looking for it. Anyway, I'd love your 2 cents if you have that, but I just want to bring that up as a topic because it's something I'm dealing with today. And maybe y'all could help me, and or we could just start a discussion on it. So thank you for listening.